This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskjulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And here's Bjarni once again. Hello.
Hi, góðan dag.
And it's the news about the news, really, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yeah. Because this is the story of our colleague, happily still a colleague here at RÚV, Bogi Augustsson, who has been reading the news on the TV in Iceland for almost half a century, 48 years.
Exactly.
And it was his final bulletin on Monday, which was watched by a huge proportion of the Icelandic population. Bogi is a wonderful person, but also the face of the news here in Iceland.
Totally. And for, like, for myself, getting little by little, almost 50 years old myself, I can't remember the TV news without him, you know.
Without him being there.
Yeah.
He's made an incredible impression on the country over the years. So yeah. Today's story, today's news in a simple form of Icelandic, concerns him, Bogi, and his final broadcast.
Yeah.
So a link to this, you can follow along, of course, with the text. There'll be a link on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. And we start, inevitably, under that photo of the man himself.
Yeah. Bogi Ágústsson hefur sagt fréttir í sjónvarpinu í mörg ár. Bogi byrjaði að vinna hjá sjónvarpinu fyrir 48 árum. Hann hefur líka oft verið í kosningasjónvarpinu. Í kosningasjónvarpinu segja menn frá því þegar verið að telja atkvæði í kosningum. Kosningar þegar fólk velur sér nýja ríkisstjórn. Núna Bogi hættur að segja fréttir í sjónvarpinu. Bogi segir að mikið hafi breyst síðan hann byrjaði að vinna hjá sjónvarpinu. Núna séu margir að lesa fréttir á netinu.
Okay, so we'll go back to the start and go through this once again, line by line.
Bogi Ágústsson hefur sagt fréttir í sjónvarpinu í mörg ár. So Mr. Bogi Ágústsson, he has told news on the TV for many years. And here actually we see, like, we are accustomed to writing even the television part of RÚV, that initially was the only TV station in Iceland back in the day when he started, for example. So we write it with a capital S. So it's in the TV.
The television,
yeah, the
singular.
Yes, exactly. For many years. Bogi byrjaði að vinna hjá sjónvarpinu fyrir 48 árum. Bogi began to work at the TV 48 years ago. Hann hefur líka oft verið í kosningasjónvarpinu. He has also often been in the election TV. And here we see exactly, we can just add kosninga, genitive of kosningar, add it to sjónvarp, and here we have then election TV as the program.
The television of the election.
Exactly.
Yes.
Í kosningasjónvarpinu segja menn frá því þegar verið að telja atkvæði í kosningum. In the voting or election TV, the people or the men are telling when they are counting the votes in the elections. Kosningar þegar fólk velur sér nýja ríkisstjórn. Elections is when people choose a new government. Núna Bogi hættur að segja fréttir í sjónvarpinu. Now Bogi has quit saying or reading news in the television. Bogi segir að mikið hafi breyst síðan hann byrjaði að vinna hjá sjónvarpinu. Bogi says that a lot has changed since he started working at the TV. Núna séu margir að lesa fréttir á netinu. Now or nowadays, many read news online or on the internet.
Bogi, of course, will still be working here at RÚV. He'll still be on the radio on Rauset, but he has left our television screens, at least as a newsreader. And we should also just say what Rúv means, because people ask me that sometimes. What does Rúv mean?
Oh, yes, interesting.
Yeah. Ríkis útvarpið.
Exactly.
Which literally means the national radio.
Exactly. Because we have to bear in mind that this institution started as a radio,
yes,
of course, back in the day. So they organized this state or national radio. Ríkis is the genitive of the state, Ríki. And then útvarp was this very nice new word created for the radio. So broadcasting out, it means útvarp. And of course, they didn't foresee that we would be broadcasting a lot more than radio waves.
Yes,
so,
because they hadn't been invented.
No, exactly. So it started as Ríkis útvarpið,
yes,
and it stays still, but now, and everybody since very early has just shortened it down to Rúv.
Yes.
So
yes.
R-U-V, so three letters from Ríkis útvarpið. And that continued even in 1966, when the television started.
Yes.
Then initially the television was called, and that's a bit funny, so adding Ríkis útvarpið sjónvarp. So the state radio television.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm going with Rúv because I like the primacy. I'm a radio person, so yeah. I like the fact that radio has that primacy.
Exactly.
Going back almost 100 years, I think.
Yes, yes, yeah. It's getting close. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Rúv's 100th. I think that'll be marked in one way or another, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Bowie has been at Rúv for, well, half of that time.
Yeah.
It seems, which is an incredible thought, isn't it? So that's the story of Bowie Augustin, who is, as I say, leaving the TV screens, but not leaving Rúv. And you can follow along with that story, as I say, on the link accompanying, on the link which is on the page accompanying the show for Rúv English Radio. We'll talk again next week with more news in a simple form of Icelandic. Bjarni, thank you.
Já, takk.
Rúv English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime by email, english@ruv.is.
There is more from Rúv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Rúv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Rúv.